The Shell oil rig Polar Pioneer arrived in Port Angeles Friday morning aboard the carrier Blue Marlin. The rig will be inspected before heading to Seattle, where it will be anchored in Puget Sound for the spring. Some spectators welcome the arrival of the oil rig, while others hope to use the moment to bring awareness to Shell's plans to drill for oil in the Arctic. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has the story.
The oil rig made a big impression as it came over the horizon early this morning, lit up like a castle floating on the sea. As it approached the harbor, kayakers slid into the water and paddled out to greet it. They looked so tiny next to that thing. That's why Greenpeace came out this morning, to capture that image, a David and Goliath moment. They hope a photograph like that could turn people against Arctic drilling. Up on shore, Greenpeace's Cassidy Sharp has her camera out. She's been waiting for the perfect shot.
This is it.
What's distinct about this view right now for you?
I think, honestly, just having the comparison between how big it is, seeing the beautiful mountains in the background, and then it's surrounded by, you know, the kayaks, and it just, I don't know, it sort of seems symbolic that the size of it is so overwhelming.
Not everyone sees the oil rig in the same light. Paul Gallagher came out to watch the rig arrive at sunrise. He's vice president of Foss Maritime out of Seattle. His workers are running the tugboats that guide the rig into the harbor.
I just think it's amazing that, you know, people built that and people loaded it and they delivered it here across the Pacific. I just think it's just a really interesting project.
And it'll mean jobs for workers here, too. Don Glover already has a job working on oil tankers in the shipyard. But the size of this thing, it drew him down to the beach.
And this just dwarfs those oil tankers, you know.
So when you see this, you probably see work.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm down here. See if I can kind of get my foot in the door, you know.
The protesters were gone within a few hours. The rig and all its workers will stay in Port Angeles for a couple of weeks. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.